Collingwood's fire crews and fire prevention staff were busy last week for National Fire Prevention Week. Fire Chief Dan Thurman gave an update to Council during the October 17 meeting to present a list of activities and accomplishments that occurred during October 9-14. The crews ran fire drills at Town Hall, the library, and at local schools. They hosted station tours and the fire prevention staff were at the farmers market recently to share their message encouraging fire safety in the home. "We've been promoting the usual. Check your smoke alarms, test them, check the batteries and look at the expiry dates," said Thurman. "Also, develop a fire escape plan for your home. I really want to promote that this year throughout the community." Last week marked the 100th anniversary of Fire Prevention Week, and the national theme was, "Fire Won't Wait, Plan Your Escape." Locally, Collingwood's fire prevention officer Carl Precillo has been encouraging residents to develop and practice a fire escape plan for their home. He offers a full description of what should be included in a plan and how to make one online here. "We always feel safest in our homes, but 78% of fire deaths occur in the home, so it's something to think about," said Thurman during his council presentation. "Make sure you have two ways out, and if you have any issues making a plan, call us, we'll help you develop it and practice it." Collingwood firefighters have been going door-to-door this year again for their Alarms for Life program. Using GIS, the department has been methodically going through Collingwood neighborhoods and knocking on doors to find out if the smoke alarms are in working order and/or if residents need any help making sure the alarms are working properly. Thurman said they've checked over 1,800 homes this year. The fire prevention team decided to tackle fire safety in apartment buildings this year and have toured most of the town's apartment buildings over two stories, knocking on more than 1,500 doors to check in with residents and make sure their alarms are working. And coming soon, according to Thurman, is a Collingwood Fire Department newsletter, sign up here, and a fire extinguisher training and certification program. Businesses, nonprofits, healthcare facilities, and organizations in Collingwood can call the fire department for training and certification for all employees on how to use a fire extinguisher. There is no cost for vulnerable occupancy organizations such as long-term or retirement homes. According to a news release from the town, Raglan Village and Pine Villa were the first to take advantage of the free certification for staff. The program was designed by department staffer Chloe Almas. "The outstanding work from Ms. Almas and the prevention division to take this training to the next level enables us to provide greater protection to Collingwood residents living in vulnerable occupancies," said Thurman in a news release. "We encourage all care facilities to take advantage of this free training opportunity. Knowing what to do during those first few seconds, in the event of a fire, is vitally important for everyone's safety." To round out his presentation to Council, Thurman also announced the Collingwood Department won 300 smoke alarms from the Fire Safety Council, and they are being offered to anyone in town who needs one. "Call, email, come into the department and we'll give you a smoke alarm, we'll even put it up if you need help with that," said Thurman. "You can call the Collingwood Fire Department at 705-445-3920. Email fire prevention inquiries at collingwood.ca, or visit the station at 45 High Street.